Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.
Wow. I'm going to be a little flabbergasted because this is a dream come true for me. I've been following you since about 63, so.
Wow.
I know.
63?
Yeah, I was just a young pup. Jeez. In middle school, and
wow.
Beach Boy sound came on the radio, and it was like, what is this? And I was hooked on
what
beach
was
music. Let's see. The first one I probably remember would be Fun, Fun, Fun. But I know you go back a little earlier than that as well. Surfer Girl.
Yeah, we had one called
first,
and that was big in Detroit, I heard.
Hmm. Well, wait a minute. I have to ask you. Not many people know this, at least here. You were born in Lima, Ohio, right?
Yeah, Lima Memorial. Yeah.
Do you have any memories of Lima, or did you leave real early in your life?
I loved it. We lived on West Wayne Street in Ohio. It was beautiful.
Well, how about that? What time? When did you leave then? Were you in high school or?
We were about six. I was six. I think about five or six. My dad moved to New York, moved us up to our Rochester. He taught photography and things.
You ended up playing high school football at Hawthorne High School with Brian, right?
Right.
So wait a minute. Are you a Ohio State Buckeye fan?
Well, I'm afraid when we moved to San Francisco, I became
yeah.
I guess the Niners, as
yeah.
We call them, the Niners.
Yeah, well, that was the Joe Montana era. How could you not?
College. I guess I'd have to say so. Yeah, the college ball.
Well, how about that? Well, thank you. You're an original Buckeye, and I didn't know that until today. And I go, Lima? Wait a minute. I lived there for a very brief time.
Oh, can
myself.
You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, how far is that from Youngstown?
It's still about a good 2 hours drive from here. It's on the other side.
Oh, this eastern
yeah,
area?
Yeah, we're eastern. We're closer to Pittsburgh than we are to Lima.
Right. Oh, that's right, because some guy, you won't believe it, some entrepreneur gave me a car from there. It was the new, what do you call those things? Avanti.
Oh, okay.
They had a factory there in Youngstown. I don't think it panned out, but he started the making Avantis again.
And he needed Al Jardine to pitch the car? Is that how that worked?
No, he just gave it to me.
Wow.
It was beautiful, too. I really liked it.
Wow.
You just reminded me of it.
So, wait a minute. Is sports a big part of your life still? I mean, do you follow it at all, or are you really just totally immersed in music now?
Sports?
Yeah, yeah. Any sports.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Yeah, I think if you don't like sports, there's something wrong with you.
Thank you.
Keeps the blood flowing, you know. Yeah, it's really important to me.
You always were the one Beach Boy that I think we can rely on that you're... I would call you the quiet one. You were never in the news. You never caused any issues. Were you the glue that kept the Beach Boys together?
No, that's what Carl used to say. I always stayed away from the publicity and the controversy and try to, you know, just have a family life, you know.
Here you are 60 years later and forming the Pet Sounds band. And going out on your own, is this a big new adventure for you?
Yes. Well, Brian prepared me for it because I've been touring with Brian and his band since like the last 20 years. And Mike got the license for the band Beach Boy thing. So Brian and I we started celebrating Pet Sounds in 2006 together. And ever since, and now this year we're doing it all over again. Except Brian's not here. I have his band, amazing band of his that I call the Pet Sounds Band.
Well, and had to be very special to be able to put up and deal with Brian's orchestrations and how intricate it was. Am I right? Is this one of the best bands you've ever been with?
It is. It really is. They're we're actually getting ready to release a live album.
No
from
kidding.
The band. You're the first one I even told this to.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thank you.
They're so damn good. I thought, we'll just buy a recording console and record every live event we do. And the first thing we did in L.A., we did a benefit for an organization there. It came off so good. It was so well recorded. We have the original Beach Boys engineer who did all of our mastering and recording in the studio. Record the concert.
Nice.
And holy mackerel, it's we're going to have a live album of the Beach Boys Love You, it's called.
Sounds awesome. Okay,
yep.
I got to go back. What this is a It's always been on my mind. You've been like best friends with Brian your whole life since high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was did you ever jab him a little bit and go, "Hey, genius!" Like, because everybody called him the genius. He was just Brian to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, we never used that word.
Okay.
No, it's just, you know, didn't need to. It was pretty obvious. You know, we were always just hanging out and slapping backs and being fun, having fun in the studio. You know, we recorded in his living room.
Just friends the whole time.
A lot of our later stuff. The album I just mentioned, The Beach Boys Love You. Yeah. That sounds, it just dawned on me. So maybe we better shift to this year.
Sure.
60th anniversary of Pet Sounds.
By many folks would say probably the best rock and roll album that's ever been recorded.
I don't know about rock and roll. No. I think, I don't know what to call it, but it's not rock and roll, that's for sure.
Well, that's a good point. Because it incorporated so many things and so many things. I often wondered, did you know, or was it a competition between Brian and Paul McCartney at that time? Because they were working on the Sgt. Peppers at the same time, right?
Peppers came after. Yeah, it was when they heard the album, and Derek Taylor, our publicist, gave him a copy of the album, and when they heard it, they thought, "Oh boy, we gotta get our stuff together and do some serious business." And that's when Sgt. Peppers came about. Actually, Bruce Johnston, Derek asked Bruce, who joined the Beach Boys later, him to take the album to him because he thought it was important.
And it certainly made them up the ante on that. But Pet Sounds just was so revolutionary in its day, and it still stands the test of time, I think.
I do, too. It's a big one. And I contributed to Sloop John B. to the album, and had Brian and I cooked up an arrangement for that. So it all worked out pretty good.
I often wondered how you guys came up with Sloop John B. That was a reggae song, was it not?
No, it was my idea because it's something I learned from the Kingston Trio, and so we just added a couple extra chords and gave it a Beach Boy vibe, and he produced a masterpiece, I think.
And your recent EP, if I might add, the Islands in the Sun EP.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I love that. That was awesome. Highway 101, I really liked.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy stuff like that. Thank you for saying that, because I've forgotten all about that darn thing, because it's basically just a Spotify type of thing. But and my fans don't really do Spotify, so it's kind of silly even. So we've got another label called Oleo Label, and they're going to put together a CD version of it, and we're going to add about three more songs.
Awesome. Now, you're doing with your current band now, with the Pet Sounds band, and they say you're going to do some Beach Boy hits, but you're going to do some deep cuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the Beach Boys Love You album.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of both.
All right,
open the show with Wouldn't It Be Nice? You know, it just come right out of the box with it.
Wow! Can I ask, are you gonna do something from the Holland album? I was a big fan of Sail on Sailor, and California Saga to me is the epitome of a Beach Boys song.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, we are. We're going to do Sail on Sailor.
Awesome. I'd love that
song. If there's room for Saga, we would, but it's kind of a long cut. Yeah, I try not to labor the audience with too much new stuff.
Right.
It's not really new, but different.
Well, if I may, when I told you I went to a couple of Beach Boy concerts, when I was young, right out of high school, I went to, you may remember this, maybe, the World Series of Rock concerts in Cleveland at the Municipal Stadium. And you guys had just, I think, come out with Holland, and you came out, and I was like, "That's the Beach Boys," because y'all had beards, and
we've really changed in our image. Yeah,
you were so different. We go, "Wait a minute, what is that?" But we're great.
Still look at those pictures. I go, "What? Did we really do that?" But we had to try to keep up with the new image. You know, of I don't know. We were looking for a different direction.
Rock and roll was changing. The musical world was changing. You changed with it, but that's still that Beach Boy sound. Like I see in what you're doing now, again, with that EP, it's you've got the Beach Boys down pat, and I can't wait to see you when you come to Robin's Theater. I think it's going to be a great show.
Oh, I do too. I think so. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Al Jardine, for your conversation, for all you do, and I hope you play another 60 years. I'm telling you, you have a great day, and thank you for the interview.
Thanks so much, Gary.